This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Four protesters stood atop the Trinidad Lighthouse this morning as work crews were on site to prepare for the movement of the building to a new site about 20 feet away. The lighthouse sits on unstable ground, and that's what spurred the move in order to prevent the structure from sliding down the hillside. The protesters want the move of the lighthouse stopped because they claim it will still threaten a nearby native ancestral burial ground. The Trinidad Rancheria, which supports the move, and the Yurok tribe, which does not, have exchanged heated letters over the move, which is scheduled to be completed by the end of next week. Governor Jerry Brown has appointed an Arcata artist to head up the state's Arts Council. Governor Brown has appointed Anne Brown Crawford as the new director of the California Arts Council, and she will begin her work with the agency in February. Brown Crawford has more than four decades of arts education in her background and has served as an administrator for numerous local arts programs. Brown Crawford currently serves as the director of the Arcata Arts Institute and the Innovative Design Institute for the Northern Humboldt School District. The Fortuna Police Department will conduct a traffic safety campaign over the New Year's holiday and will deploy saturation patrols across the city in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways. The Fortuna effort will tailor with the CHP's maximum enforcement period that will run from Friday evening until midnight on Monday on New Year's Day as they target dangerous and impaired drivers on local roadways. The personal possession and use of marijuana will be decriminalized in the state of California come Monday, but federal law enforcement will continue to treat marijuana as a Schedule I drug in the same class as heroin and other narcotics. Be advised that if you are stopped at a Border Patrol checkpoint, the possession of marijuana is still prohibited, and that includes the 8 Border Patrol stations in California. If found in possession, you will most likely be cited, fingerprinted, photographed, and allowed to move along without your stash. On Monday, California becomes the 7th state to decriminalize recreational marijuana in the country. Judge Dale Reinholdson has sentenced convicted hash lab operator and serial drunken driver William Woods to more than 7 years in prison. Woods was convicted of operating a hash lab in Eureka that exploded in January of this year, severely injuring another man. He was also convicted for environmental damage at an illegal marijuana grow, as well as for 3 DUI cases after having been arrested 3 times in 2015 and 2016. Last week, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's help in locating a missing man, Alexander Vance, who was last seen in the Mendocino National Forest on December 20th. Yesterday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office announced that Vance's body had been found near the Traveler's Home Trail area of the forest. The investigation into Vance's death has begun. It's unknown at this time what caused his death. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.